first tell us, you know, how does the current housing market look like here for the Yuma area?
Okay, well, that's actually a really interesting question. Most people don't know this, but 2014 was the fourth year in a row where over 2,000 homes were sold in Yuma County. That's significant because 2006 is thought of as the peak of the real estate market here in Yuma, and only about 1,800 homes sold that year. So there's lots of homes selling. The other side of that is that the average home prices. Last year, 66% of all the homes that sold were sold for less than $150,000. The average home price in Yuma last year was around $141,000, so that's up about 6.5% from 2013. And it's the second year in a row that we've seen an increase in the average home price in Yuma. In 2012, the average home in Yuma sold for $119,000. The next year, that went up to $132,000. And then last year, again, the average home sold for $141,000. So we have 3 years in a row now of increasing home prices. If you compare those to the peak back in 2006 and 2007, when the average home here in Yuma sold for around $196,000. So I would say the housing market is strong. Home prices are starting to rise. Homes are selling. Home values are still quite a bit lower from the peak back in 2006 and 2007, but they're going up. Another thing that most people don't realize is that the average home price bottomed over 3 years ago now. In February of 2012, the average home in Yuma sold for just $108,000. Since then, we've seen some ups and downs, but it's never dropped lower than that number.
So I guess it seems like it's looking good then. You're saying that it looks strong. So how about for the rest of the year? What is the expected trend for 2015?
So far this year, sales are down a little bit from last year. Some of our winter visitors have been hesitant to buy this season because of the weakness of the Canadian dollar. However, that being said, so far this year, each month has been better than the last. We sold 146 homes in January, 153 in February, and 171 in March. And prices have also been rising from 134 in January to 139 in February, and then last month in March to 143,000. All the experts in the industry here in town that I talk to are optimistic about this year. Home prices are still low, which makes it very attractive for renters to consider buying a home. Interest rates are expected to stay low throughout this year, which means lower house payments for home buyers. And we've also seen our local home builders staying busier than they have been in recent years, which is also a good sign. It'll be interesting to see how this year plays out.
So tell us, how is this happening? What's the cause of this?
A big part of the reason for the strong market is affordability. When you compare renting to owning, it's less expensive to own in this market. The National Association of Realtors publishes a number every month called the Housing Affordability Index. That takes into account the median household income, the average home price, and the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate. Now, what they're trying to measure is how affordable it is for the average person to buy the average home. As home prices started dropping in 2008, the affordability numbers have been off the charts. The current number says that the average household makes about 170% of what would be needed to buy the average home. Now, I work in mortgages, and I can tell you that it's pretty rare right now for someone not to qualify because they don't make enough money. There's credit issues and other things that might stand in the way, but for the most part, income is not the biggest barrier to buying a home. On that note, another reason for the strong real estate market in Yuma is the availability of financing. If the average home sells for $141,000, the average payment for an FHA loan on that amount would only be about $900. That's with 3.5% down, which would be about $5,000.
And what else should potential home buyers consider when looking to get the best loan for a home?
A lot of buyers here in Yuma have VA eligibility. Anyone who's military or prior military might have the eligibility. And with a VA loan, you'll get into the home with zero down payment and the lowest monthly payment of any loan program. Another zero down option that's very common in Yuma is the USDA loan. All of Welton, all of Somerton, and San Luis are eligible for zero down financing under the USDA program. There's also down payment assistance funds available. If your household income is less than $88,000, you might qualify for a grant that will cover most of the down payment for an FHA or a conventional loan. And another thing you might consider is a renovation loan. Lots of people don't know that you can actually buy a house and finance major renovations into your loan at the same time. You could do this for a primary residence or a vacation home or even an investment property. One other interesting option that we see seniors 62 and older doing here in Yuma is the reverse mortgage. Most people don't realize that you can actually buy a house using a reverse mortgage and never have a monthly payment.
Is there anything else that you would like to add before we wrap up regarding the housing market, or maybe how homeowners can spruce up their homes if they're looking for selling their home, or is that a question for someone else?
Well, with the realtors that I've talked to, they say that the biggest reason why a home doesn't sell when it's listed for sale on the market is that they're either asking too much for it, or it has problems with the house. It's an ugly house, or it needs renovations or repairs. So there's lots of little minor things that you can do. Most people will say that curb appeal is a big deal, that you need to make sure to mow your lawn and maybe paint the front of your house so that it looks better for potential home buyers when they're driving by. Yeah, one other thing I think that's really interesting, if you compare the market over the last few years, is that the average monthly payment is really low right now. When you look back in maybe 5 or 6 years ago, when average homes were selling for almost $200,000, you calculate out the payment, and the average payment for someone in Yuma County was almost $1,300 a month, when currently at $141,000, your payments are going to be between $750 and $900, so it's significantly more affordable than it used to be to buy a home.